With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Connecticut State Police say the cause of a large crash and oil tanker fire on I-95 in Norwalk remains under investigation. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Nerves continue to fray in hours of traffic jams on and around the main artery linking New England and New York. The highway remains shut down in both directions after Thursday morning's three-vehicle wreck in which a gasoline tanker burst into flames that engulfed an I-95 overpass above the wreck. Officials hope to get that section of I-95 going in both directions on Monday. About 160,000 vehicles travel that section of I-95 a day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ron DeRoxa reports the pins are falling again in Lewiston, Maine.
The reopening of Just-in-Time Recreation Friday comes 6 months after a gunman killed 8 people at the bowling alley before driving to a nearby bar and pool hall and killing 10 more. The makeover includes a new scoring system and many tributes, including a table featuring pictures of the 8 who died at Just-in-Time and bowling pins with the names of the 18 shooting victims from both venues who lost their lives in the October 25, 2023 massacre. Ron DeRoxa reporting.
Starbucks lowering expectations for its full-year sales and profit after a disastrous first quarter.
The Seattle coffee giant said revenue for the January to March period dropped 2% to $8.6 billion. It was the first time since the end of 2020 that the company saw a drop in quarterly revenue. Starbucks said a mix of issues impacted sales. In the U.S., the company saw a sharper and faster decline in consumer spending than it anticipated, while it faced rising price competition in China.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. The 2024 election could turn out to be all about faith.
People of faith, that is. Leaders of both conservative and liberal church groups are planning national get-out-the-vote campaigns heading into an election that many believe will be one of the most important in U.S. history. The National Council of Churches, which includes most liberal denominations, has announced a Freedom Summer initiative. The Conservative Faith and Freedom Group will spend $62 million to register voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in New England might lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay their taxes, following accusations by liberals in the media that congregations are getting a free ride under current law. In fact, New Zealand churches have been tax-exempt since the 1600s, as most churches are around the globe as well, and in this country. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports for us that the Presidential Medal of Freedom Awards were presented by Joe Biden last night to 19 worthy recipients who are earning the highest civilian honor this country has to offer.
President Joe Biden bestowed the Presidential Medal of Freedom to honorees from fields including civil rights, sports, religion, science, and politics.
19 incredible people whose relentless curiosity, inventiveness, ingenuity, and hope have kept faith in a better tomorrow.
Posthumous honorees included sports legend Jim Thorpe and civil rights icon Medgar Evers. 7 politicians were honored, including philanthropist and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and 2 Democratic presidential hopefuls, Al Gore and John Kerry. Biden also presented a medal to civil rights veteran and South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn, whom he thanked for helping him win the presidency. Norman Hall, Washington.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.